Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is the Christina Liu Show. I am your, I don't know what we are at this point, David, right? We don't really, we just kind of sit around here.
We're just watching.
We are the watchers, David and John. And just hanging on every word that Christina says.
Yeah.
But I have something to ask.
Oh.
This is a tough one now. Five numbers, very, very significant numbers. 22, 29, 73, 105, and 122. What do you think? Rebecca, you can play.
Rebecca, you can play.
No. It's five big events.
I thought it might be events, except that last one, 105.
Yeah, it's events. It is events. You're getting close, David.
That's a radio station frequency.
Five of the biggest events coming up in this country.
Oh.
22 days is Christmas. 29 days is New Year's.
Primaries coming
73 up. Days is Valentine's. Uh-huh. 105 is St. Patrick's. And 122... Christina's birthday.
Best holiday of it all. I like that. I mean, I'm in good company. I like that lineup.
So merging them in. We're trying to go in a couple of years. It'll be a national
holiday.
I
like that. I'm very into it. I like that I made the list with Valentine's Day and Christmas.
And we may be invited if we treat you.
That's right. Only my favorites. Wow. I'm really into that breakdown. I like that. I like the spins on it.
I'm waiting for somebody to come and check my head. Like, what does he do these things for?
They just see, like, all these numbers written on John's paper. I'm not sure what it is. But I like that. I like that one a lot. I like that those are all of my favorite holidays together. So that's very exciting. WCWP Radio is having the Sinatra Centennial Concert featuring Jimmy Valentine, and that's going to be on Saturday, December 12th. There's going to be two different shows, the 3 p.m. one and a 7:30 p.m. one.
Wow.
Yes, and that's at the Gold Coast Cinema at Hillwood Commons. So that should be a nice, a very nice little event. So it's
okay. Jimmy Valentine, years back when I was young, there was Look Out for Jimmy Valentine. He was a super white-collar criminal kind of person.
Oh, I don't know if this is the same guy. We're hoping it's not.
No.
check your pockets after
the
concert.
We don't want to scare people away from the Sinatra concert. But, I think it should be nice. It's going to be the two shows, an afternoon matinee at 3 p.m., an evening show at 7:30 p.m., and just a little background. It says, at the tender age of 50-something, Jimmy Valentine found out that he had a voice he never knew about. This discovery quickly led to a career change and brought love back into his life. And Jimmy Valentine, he can sing Sinatra songs.
Wow.
So it should be a fun little event. So if you're interested, you can call WCWP or 311 and we'll get you in touch with them for tickets. The general admission is $15. So definitely check it out. It seems like it should be a fun event.
You haven't yet, neither of you, given the alternative or the other.
I was waiting for you to, yes,
number.
There it is. And what is it, David?
516,
drum roll.
516-869-6311.
Perfect. Yes, because we don't want people getting connected to the city or any other weird questions asking about Project Independence. So definitely if you're, on a cell phone.
That happens where? Just close to the city, or happens?
It happens sometimes if you're on a cell phone.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so if you're calling through one from your cell phone, and also if you're close, I know in Great Neck it happens a lot because you're kind of closer to, city line. So definitely, but you'll know immediately because you will hear on the, little playback that it's not North Hempstead.
Yes.
And also on Sunday, December 13th at 2 p.m., Kate Beckman and musical director Eric Baum are doing these cabaret performances, holiday cabarets and this is going to be at the Glen Cove Public Library. And it's free and it's open to the public. So it's very close to North Hempstead, Glen Cove. So.
And Kate's been on. She's with the Port Washington Play Troupe.
Yes.
And she's a wonderful woman and
extremely
so entertaining.
Talented. Oh. She really is. And it should be fun. And, I think it's great. It's right at the library. Glen Cove Library is a beautiful library. And it's free. So we're always looking for free things, fun things to do.
100% discount is always good.
Right.
Right. There we go. We can't complain with that. So.
But how many times a person ends the day and says, what did I do today? Nothing. there's just so much you can do. And especially the holiday time, it doubles the amount of entertaining things. But really, just it's called 311.
Yep.
I mean, Christina brings all this stuff to our attention. It's amazing.
Well, that's what it is. I think, you know, half the battle is finding out, you know, what's out there, you know, is really, you know, people you don't know where to begin or where to look. So luckily, you know, we have this venue that we're able to do this. And, you know, you just call 311 if you miss any of the dates or need dates, and we will get it to you. And also another fun thing, at the Landmark on Main Street in Port Washington, they do these afternoon teas, and they're free. There's some light refreshments served. So there's going to be one on Wednesday, December 16th at 2 p.m. It's a holiday music thing they're going to be doing there. And it's featuring Jeannie O'Malley, soprano. Then we have someone playing the flute, piano, and they're going to be doing different carols. And it's just a fun little afternoon. Like I said, it's free, and there's light refreshments. This is December 16th at 2 p.m. at the Landmark on Main Street in Port Washington. So you could check that out. I mean, you could have a whole week filled of fun little, you know, uplifting events. And I think it makes everyone happy, too. It is the season, you know, to kind of count your blessings and really just go out there and
and it's a terrible thing to say, but before long, you're going into that January, February,
absolutely,
the last 2 years, you wind up getting stuck inside a little bit more because for safety, you shouldn't be going out with ice on the road.
Exactly.
You know?
So definitely call 311 and we can get you all that information. And I just want to remind everyone that we're also the town is taking veterans donations. Clint G. Martin Park, I know, has a box. And what's been wonderful is that's where our office is, and we see it just filling up. They had to come a couple times and empty out the box. So there's a bunch of locations. I think it's also at Michael J. Tully Park. Town Hall has it, too. And they're looking for a lot of personal care items. I know there's deodorants needed, soap and detergent, and some clothing items, too. We can give you a whole list at 311. And they're doing this the last day is December 10th. So
okay.
Got another week to get in there.
They're not going to say no to anything. So toiletry type of items.
Yeah.
When you're shopping, you go to Costco, you buy six, you get another,
get
seven.
That's why I said anything helps. It's really just, you know, it's definitely, you know, we would like people to give back all throughout the year, but, you know, this is definitely the season that you should be trying to
show
that extra hard.
Isn't it funny? That would be a show, because there's some people give all the time. And other people will give this time of year, and that same drive in May doesn't exist.
Yeah.
If you put the box out in May,
it's
not going to happen.
And I think people feel a little obligated.
Yeah,
to, you know, but it's good. At least it's something, right? So definitely call 311 if you have any questions about all the different items that are needed. I mean, we really just have another, you know, and I just want to also remind people, we've been promoting this, is that North Hempstead, through Project Independence, we have a veteran social worker now. Her name is Gail Sellis. She's one of our Project Independence caseworkers, but now she's also going to be helping veterans of all ages. So I know she's been getting calls. She's been really, really studying up on all the entitlements and different services that veterans would be entitled to. And, you know, that's what we really just try to do at Project Independence, is just, you know, we might not directly provide the service, but we just try to connect you in the right direction. You know, we're not about duplicating anything.
Knowing where the resources are is the key.
It is. And you know what 100%. It is, too? What I think is wonderful is that, you know, it's very hard, you know, once you get into the system, especially the veteran system, and you're trying to be on a list to get, you know, it's about following up, because you can get lost in the process of things. I mean, there's tons of people, you know, coming in. So Gail will follow through for you. So I think that's wonderful that she'll call, and, you know, so you don't get lost and things can work out easier for you. So definitely call 311 if you know a veteran, if you're, you know, married to, there's all kinds of spousal benefits. Yep, David is right there, because we have a veteran in our presence.
All right.
And it's just, I mean, there's really a lot of things you can qualify for that you might not know. So, you know, you served our country. I think it's time for you to know what you can get in return.
I just think very quickly, the cardiac is open to over 18, you said?
Yep.
And now the veterans thing, it just shows Project Independence is becoming so powerful that once you have the people trained, educated.
Right, absolutely.
You turn around and say, listen, so what, you're 50, here's what you need to
do. Yeah, and I mean,
disabled.
It was wonderful because, you know, I know the town wanted to do this. It came out of the Veterans Committee. They were talking about how this would really be helpful. And, you know, here Project Independence has all these wonderfully, you know, educated, you know, the JASA social workers.
Yeah.
So it just was like a perfect fit. And, you know, she already was working, you know, you didn't have to. It just, you know, and that's what we were saying earlier about the town and Supervisor Bosworth is really trying to provide all these services with not incurring costs. So
that's why this is such a phenomenal program, that to create it someplace else will take years. You just can't pick it up and move it. Yeah. This is morphing, if that's the word. Just, you know.
Yeah. No, and it's something exciting to be. We're very proud of it. A lot of, you know, I can speak to the people I work with. Everyone's very dedicated and really proud of the program because it is so unique, and we just want to keep growing. So
I agree.
If it's going to grow, of course, we're going to have to clone Christina.
Well, that's another story.
That's next. That's the next show, guys.
Because I like that. You know, come up with an idea, call Christina. You come up with an idea, call Christina. That's how I learned it. Who's Christina? Like, you know.
Well, listen, I said I feel it's very important to me. I mean, I started with this program as an intern, and it's just been fun to see it grow.
And now she has her own show.
And now I have my own show. I mean, look, it's a hope for everyone out there.
Lenny has his own business. Christina has her own show.
No business, no show business.
Exactly. You know, it's always the case. The time is up. It's amazing how quick it flies.
Yes.
But this is always the information that Christina gives to us is just for people who don't listen, pass it on. I mean, who are listening, rather. Pass it on to your friends.
Sure.
Pay attention because this is telling you what to do during the course of this week and into next week.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Thank you, David. Thank you, Christina. And everybody have a great week.
Great weekend.